What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, DK Metcalf, and question mark. You know, it's just, it's a one wide receiver set up there in Pittsburgh. I've got to eat my crow, obviously, because I said there's absolutely 0% chance that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers team, and I was 100% wrong. And my reasoning behind that was, why would Aaron Rodgers, at the age of 65 or however old he is, want to go back and just get absolutely destroyed, throwing to DK Metcalf and no one? Like, that, to me, didn't make a lot of sense, and I was wrong. Because he is now in the fold with Pittsburgh, and it's DK Metcalf and a bunch of randoms. So let's start with the DK Metcalf profile, which again is up on the site, receptionperception.com. What kind of player are we looking at here in Pittsburgh with DK Metcalf as the true number one?
DK is tough for me for a couple reasons. Number one, DK Metcalf last year is coming off of his worst season in reception perception. Okay. So like, I think he just had a pretty bad year last year. And I don't think he was a great fit, in Ryan Grubb's like kind of vertical X receiver position. But in terms of across the board last year, career low 69.2% success rate versus man, ghastly career low 71.3% success rate versus zone. Success rate versus press was still pretty good at 75%. And, you know, the success rate versus man being around 70% is not terrible. But, I mean, this is a guy that was, like, pushing 73 to 75% in his early career run there. So I definitely think that was pretty disappointing to see for DK Metcalf. And, you know, he definitely was a little banged up last year too, right? He had some issues, but there were some problems specifically against zone coverage early on in his season last year. But again, it was a lot of kind of like go routes and stop routes in this Ryan Grubb offense as the X receiver. I don't think that's necessarily the strength of his game, particularly those stop routes. That really was an issue for him, because he's another guy that doesn't play with a lot of timing. Now, when he goes to Pittsburgh, and I remember us talking about this, one thing that I did think was encouraging for DK Metcalf, because he's still pretty good on these like slants and posts and dig routes, like the more of the in-breaking routes. That's like what Arthur Smith wants from his ex receiver. You know, if you look back over the course of his time as a play caller, almost 45% of AJ Brown's routes were a slant, dig, or post in 2019 and 2020 with Arthur Smith as the OC. In Drake London's rookie season in 2022, 49.5% of his charted routes were a dig, post, or slant. George Pickens was over 44% of the three last year. And that's not even like really what George Pickens is. I mean, the slants were really good for Pickens last year, but like digs aren't necessarily the strength of his game. So then I was like, okay, well, good. He's a good fit with what Arthur Smith wants from his X receiver. you go and look at Corey Kinnon's profile on Aaron Rodgers from last year. He mentioned that his like most inaccurate throws in terms of like the placement was in that deep intermediate over the middle area, which is not surprising because Aaron Rodgers does not like those throws, you know, especially at this point in his career. He likes to run a lot of he likes his number one receiver run a lot of go routes and slants and out routes. Like that's kind of the basis of his, where he doesn't want to throw those over the middle passes. And yeah, Garrett Wilson, just 7.5% dig route percentage last year. I can bet DK Metcalf's going to be higher than that, because I think this offense will be some kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's meet in the middle between Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers, because I don't really know that either of those guys is a meet in the middle person. You know, like two guys that I think are a little bit stubborn. So we'll see what the usage for DK looks like. But I don't know that those routes that I really wanted to see DK running in this offense, I don't know that those are the strength of Aaron Rodgers' game at this point.
Going back to what you were saying in regards to DK Metcalf and the fit and potentially with Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith, 62.7% success rate on the nine. That is really good. Mm-hmm. Anything over 55% is good. Over 60%, great. He's pushing 63%. Success rate on the nine, and he ran a lot of those, man. Like 24% of his route participation was on the nine route. That is really good. That's going to fit really well with both Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers. I agree with you. Rodgers does not like to throw the dig, but he loves to throw the out. And unfortunately, he also really loves to throw comebacks. This is just off the cuff. Like I haven't looked at Corey Kinnon's numbers yet, but just off the cuff, I think historically Rodgers has really liked to throw that comeback route. He just likes his outside X receivers working that boundary. He just loves it. He loves that. Think about all those Jordy Nelson years, right? Like just working that boundary, back shoulder throws all day long. Listen, DK Metcalf is not running a comeback or a curl. Like he's never had the hip sync to drop down and decelerate and throttle down and come back to the football. That's just not what he does. That being said, 78% success rate on the dig, 80% success rate on the out route, Matt. Those are two numbers that I think will play very well with him. And the final point that I want to make, and the reason I think that Rodgers and Arthur Smith, it's such a great pairing, is that Rodgers finally gets to go back and do some under center stuff. That's the stuff that he wanted to do. He's been wanting to do that. And he's going to have a strong-willed personality as an OC in Arthur Smith saying, hey, listen, it's okay, man. Like, we're doing play action now, right? Like, we're going to go do that stuff that you like to do. So go ahead and throw that dig route. Let's go. It'll be available for you. You know what I mean?
But can he move? Can Rodgers move? You know, like that's the thing. He was so shotgun heavy last year because he can't like really move at this point. That's another problematic point. Also, just lastly about the comebacks and kind of the back shoulder stuff specifically, because I feel like it's more like the back shoulder stuff than the comeback true comeback routes necessarily. Mm-hmm. DK was horrible on contested catches last year, and this is like a skill of his that's been in decline like recently. I don't really know why, but like 40% contested catch rate last year in RP, not very good. So I don't know. Yeah, the only thing I'm really confident in is that, like, I don't think these guys are going to be consistently productive together, but I think they are going to have highlight moments on go routes.
Splash and plays.
I think he's just going to get, DK is going to potentially get peppered with slants. Because like I said, Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams both ran a ton of slants last year and DK last season, 83.6% success rate on slants. That's always been the thing that, and like, I hate to talk poorly about DK Metcalf because I really liked him as a prospect and thought he got a little bit too much crap for some of the flaws in his game and like didn't get talked about. The strengths did not get talked about enough. Of the five seasons I've charted of his, four of the five, he's been over 80% success rate versus slants. So definitely really like that's a really good skill of his that he can just, I think, get just peppered with those targets there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love
like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The rest of the wide receiver lineup looks like this. Roman Wilson, there are some talks and hopes that Roman Wilson can step up. After a devastating injury his rookie season, can he step up in year? I think it's year number three now for Roman Wilson.
This is the second year.
Okay, second year for Roman Wilson. Scotty Wilson, the shadow of the husk of the ghost of Bobby Trees, a.k.a. Robert Woods, is also on this roster. Former Ram, not Cooper Kupp, Ben Skoranek is also on this roster. I call him not Cooper Kupp because every single damn time he would catch the ball as an LA Ram, I'd be like, oh, Cooper Kupp caught. Oh, no, that's not Cooper Kupp. That's Ben Skoranek.
Yeah.
Catching that football. So not Cooper Kupp is on this team in Ben Skoranek. It's not, like I said, that is not a good group. And as a matter of fact, it's, is this the worst supporting group in the NFL? My God. My God, Scotty Miller, Bobby Trees, Ben Skoranek, Roman Wilson. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's tough right there. They're hoping that Aaron Rodgers can elevate the play of one or two of these guys. They've got tight ends, though. They've got tight ends for
games. Oh, yeah.
This is very Arthur Smith. Jonnu Smith, who they made a move to go get for some reason. Shocker. Okay. You're going to go get Jonnu Smith. All right, that's fine. They've got Pat Freiermuth in the building, and they also have Darnell Washington. It just makes me question, like, Matt, is this a team that's going to go 13 personnel? Like, are we looking at a team that goes one wide receiver, one running back, and three tight ends, and let's just go play some weird ass football?
Yeah, there's reports that they've had 04 personnel in training camp, like four tight ends.
Four tight ends.
With Jonnu in the backfield. Because Connor Hayward is like a tight end fullback hybrid. You know, he's Cameron Hayward's brother, God. But he's been kicking around this roster for
That's
a minute.
Great.
Dude, even Ben Skoranek, not Cooper Kupp, as you just not so affectionately referred to him as, he even like lined up at fullback sometime for the Rams. Sweet. So he does. Yeah, so sure, why not? Throw him Let's in the go. Mix here. But yeah, dude.
Let's go 14 personnel, you know? No wide receivers. We're just going to go one running back and four tight ends, and let's get weird. Let's go.
It's fascinating, but what's the point? You know, to what end is all of this? Yeah, I mean, Jonnu Smith, man, like he's had his best year. He had his best year of his career the 1 year he got so away funny. From Arthur Smith. You know,
exactly. It's like, that's what's so funny about it.
Let's get him back with Arthur here. Well, I mean, he got his little pay raise that he wanted, so good for him. But
good for him.
Yeah, and Darnell Washington, by the way, I saw him line up I was watching his preseason game. Line up next to Broderick Jones, their left tackle, who yeah, I guess has lost
size.
Some weight. I guess, oh, no, I think Darnell Washington is bigger. I'm looking at that. I'm like, that tight end is freaking bigger than the left tackle. Yeah, I guess Broderick like got in better shape, lost some weight, but Darnell Washington is listed at 6'7", 264. I will take the over at 264. Okay. So,
presented
yeah.
By
man.
FanDuel.
There's your segment. Get that on the books. Where's that at? Yeah. So yeah, man, I just, it's weird offense in that receiver room. I mean, I can't believe Robert Woods is on a roster at this point. Like it's just, and then he might Crazy. Play legit snaps. Roman Wilson is the, intriguing one here. I just thought I wasn't that high on him as a prospect. I thought he was a day three guy. He was talked about a little bit higher than that. And I thought if he was going to work, he was going to have to be kind of like a vertical slot receiver. He was lined up inside on 65.6% of his sampled snaps as a prospect, off the line for 64.1%. He was used in motion a little bit, and he did have an awesome success rate on digs, 93.3%, which is crazy high, but nothing else really to speak of or on the rest of the route tree. Like, his best stuff was definitely in the slot and like kind of working on those digs, crossers, stuff like that, which is, again, a nice fit in Arthur Smith's offense. He is a willing blocker, but he's not a big guy. I just think he is theoretically, this is going to be it's not a 14 personnel maybe, but it will at least be a 12 personnel heavy offense. And he's going to be lining up outside. I don't know about that. I think Calvin Austin is a useful player, a guy that probably is also more of a slot receiver, speed slot guy. But yeah, I don't know. It's not a great room. Like, we talked about the Giants last week and we were like, is this the worst support? The Steelers are worse than the Giants. They'd love to have Darius Slayton.
Oh, absolutely. It's the, like I said, in my lead up to that, it's the worst supporting cast of wide receivers in the NFL. I don't think there's any question of that, which is so funny and weird. And by the way, the only reason this conversation even happens, it's because they have Arthur Smith. Like, literally, if it was, you know, I don't know, like Clayton Adams or something, some random dude, like, no one's talking about, oh, will they go 14 personnel and just get weird? Like, no. The only reason we're having this conversation is because Arthur Smith is a weird ass dude and he'll do weird things because he thinks it's right and he thinks it's going to work. He's like, he's playing chess with himself, you know? He's like, well, if I do this and they do that, then I'm going to do this. And it's like, all right, like, you're overthinking it, man. Like, let's just throw your best guys out there and just run a normal NFL offense. Let's go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.